The yogic way of life is a very simple life. Very simple. Very, very simple. It is your life. And your life is simple. You don't need much to live on. You don't need too much in your life. You are a very simple living being. All that we need in life, we already have. So yoga is the simplicity of life. When you discover that, it will be a point in time that will erase samskaras, that will erase past negative historical conditionings that you have so easily embodied and accepted. The simplicity of yoga cannot be explained in a few words, even thousands of words. It has to be lived. And in the living of yoga, one comes to a particular point in time. And that point in time is Yoga Shakti, where one comes to the realization of one's true self. It's a very simple way of life. When you do the postures, the exercises, your body feels it. You cannot talk about the postures. You can learn about them, you can study them. But then you have to do it. And in the doing of it, the body comes to its realization. Breathing is something that we do all the time. But breathing in the yogic fashion as part of the whole science and philosophy, you come to the realization that your breath is just not an ordinary affair of life, but breathing is vital to your existence. And one has to do the breathing. See, everything in yoga, in the science and philosophy of yoga, has to be lived. And in the living of it, in the doing, one comes to great realizations. We can study about meditation, we can hear lectures on meditation, but until we do it, it remains a virti, a thought, an idea, a theory. And meditation is also something that we have been doing since we began this great journey in life. It is not something that is alien to us. It is something that is already the case. So yoga is simplicity. It is something that is already very simple. Very, very simple. It is the true you. Yoga. Yoga is a way of life. It is our life. Very intimate affair. Very silent. Very quiet. To be a yogi. When one begins to embody yoga, which is already the case. But you see, the mind has not comprehended it. Therefore, it remains a mystery. It remains a science that has to be taught, because the mind is absorbed in cultural notions, in historical notions. Yoga has to be lived. In the doing, one becomes liberated. Ah, to be a yogi.